Blogtalkradio.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. Let me tell you what's going down. We are scheduled, hopefully, to be joined by Mark Evans. He's one of our go-to people when it comes to mechanical problems, but we're having a little phone connection problem with him at the moment, so we shall see on that one. Also in this hour, Jay Kim. He's the president, CEO of Tornado Air Management, makers of the Tornado Air gas-saving device. Always an entertaining interview, and that's coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast. Our telephone number, toll-free, so feel free. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email Bob at autoworldradio.com. We'll throw another trivia question into the pile, as we've had a couple of winners here so far today, and see if we can continue the winning ways with this particular question. We are looking for the personal luxury car from Buick that was first introduced in the 1960s to compete against the Ford Thunderbird, and continued right up into the late 1980s. What is the name of the personal luxury car from Buick? Begins with the letter R. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Let me tell you about some of the important happenings in addition to the upcoming auction that we were talking about in the previous hour of the broadcast at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. There are going to be a number of other important happenings. Not that far down the road, if you like old cars, Hershey, Pennsylvania will be the place to be come the beginning of October. It's the annual fall Hershey event. And matter of fact, speaking of auctions, I believe the RM auction folks are also going to be holding an auction at that particular event as well. As we get further into the month of November, it will be time for the Automotive Extravaganza in Las Vegas. It's an industry-only event, but referred to quite often here on the show. It's called SEMA. It stands for the Specialty Equipment Market Association, and it's a gathering of about 100,000 people from around the world at the Las Vegas Convention Center and the Sands Convention Center. And last year, actually, they had some exhibits over at the Mandalay Bay Exhibition Center, we will, of course, be there recording all kinds of interviews. Ford is the official manufacturer of the show this year, and they no doubt will have a few surprises up their sleeve. Speaking of Las Vegas, there's another big auction coming up in the Las Vegas area, and that is going to be coming up around the middle of the month. It's the second year in a row that the folks at Barrett-Jackson have held a sale in Las Vegas. It, too, will be held at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And Craig Jackson, many times I've interviewed him. I know last year he managed to pull off a deal where even the gaming tables in all of the different halls of Mandalay Bay, as well as the other facilities owned by the same company, I forget off the top of my head, owns Mandalay Bay. I believe it's the Mirage Group. All the Mirage hotels had the official logo of Barrett-Jackson on all the gaming tables. So how do you like that? This week in automotive news, the big thing happening is over in Germany. It happens every other year. It's the Frankfurt Auto Show. And I was there once back in the year 1999. It was my first time ever out of the U.S., and it was actually the last time out of the U.S. for me. I haven't been out of the country since then, and it's an amazing event. There's no other way to say it. Certainly one of the largest auto shows as far as number of buildings. That's the thing I remember more than anything else about Frankfurt, is the fact that unlike American auto shows, the big four, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and Detroit, which are all held in one building, this is held in several buildings. And the hard part for journalists is many of the news conferences are held in buildings that are quite far apart, you know, as much as a half a mile to a mile apart. So it's pretty hard to get around there. But the German auto manufacturers, of course, being their backyard, do it up big time. Back in 99, when money was flowing quite well, I remember Mercedes-Benz had their own building with hardwood floors. Audi had an incredible display of vehicles, kind of a two-layered glass showcase, reportedly cost somewhere like $30 million or so back in the year 1999. So I wonder if they have dialed that back. I would not be surprised, considering the economies of the world being in the state that they are. But let's talk about some of the vehicles to be unveiled at Frankfurt, and I'll make some semi-educated guesses here about which vehicles we'll be seeing here in the United States of America. Alfa Romeo is going to be showing off a brand new vehicle called the Milano. It is rumored that we will indeed see this car here in the U.S., sold at a Chrysler dealership. Aston Martin is going to take the wraps off their highly anticipated sedan. It is a gorgeous vehicle, first shown in concept form a number of years back at the Detroit Auto Show. The 2011 Aston Martin Rapide, absolutely gorgeous, as you would expect from Aston Martin. Anything that rolls out of that company is generally gorgeous. Audi will be showing off a 2010 Audi A1. This is a vehicle I don't expect to be sold in the United States. I think the A3 will be the smallest Audi sold here in this country. But an Audi that will be sold in very limited numbers, I don't think we'll see it for a while, because Audi just introduced the 10-cylinder version of their supercar, the Audi R8 5.2. But in Frankfurt this week, they're going to show off a convertible version, a spider version of that. No doubt this car is probably going to top $200,000 and no doubt will be available in very limited numbers here in the United States. Speaking of very limited numbers, from the folks that brought you the incredible McLaren F1 supercar from the 1990s, the fastest road-going normally aspirated vehicle to date, with a top speed of more than 240 miles an hour, with a center driver position, passengers sits on either side of the driver and the driver is in the middle. They are reinventing themselves. They have a brand new supercar. It will be sold in the United States. It's called the McLaren MP412C, and I'm going to have to find out more details about that. Rolls-Royce is going to show off their new small entry-level Rolls-Royce, if there's such a thing as an entry-level Rolls-Royce. It's got an old-fashioned name, though. It's called the Ghost. And the spy photos that I've seen of this very much emulate the rest of the Rolls-Royce lineup, which means big, means boxy, means lots of use of stainless steel. And this one, at least in... I haven't seen it in person. Sometimes these vehicles look better in person than they do in pictures. But this one here, I think, will be the best looking of the Rolls-Royce family. But I'll have to wait to see it in person. Mazda is going to show off a concept vehicle, a concept of their Miata. It's called the MX-5, of course. Mazda would like everybody to call it the MX-5, but everybody in America tends to call it the Miata. This is called the Super Light Concept, and it's just that, a concept vehicle. I don't expect to see production anywhere with that vehicle. Bentley will show off the car that they debuted at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance back in August, the new top-of-the-line sedan, the flagship for Bentley, old-school Bentley. This is the Mulsanne. It's got a lot of high-tech technology, but don't expect it to be modern in design like the Continental GT or the Azure. Think old-school Bentley. More about Frankfurt straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is
you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back. Thank you very much for being here. This is Auto World. We have a winner on the easy trivia question. The Riviera, of course, was the personal luxury car from Buick for many, many years. There were some very iconic Rivieras. I remember the ones from the early 70s were quite good looking with their boat tail design. We want to congratulate Dale. Dale, listening in Kentucky, thank you very much for emailing me up. We'll throw out another trivia question. We'll make it a movie question. You folks seem to love the movie TV questions, so why don't we make it this one. The Beverly Hillbillies, that old rattle-trap truck that they used to arrive in as they pulled up to their mansion in Beverly Hills. What was the make on that truck that the Beverly Hillbillies had in their old television show? What was the name, what was the brand of that particular truck the Beverly Hillbillies used on their TV show? Give us a call right now. Matt is standing by at the ready at the GCN network, and you can dial us up toll-free from anywhere across North America. And you can also email me as well. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let me tell you more about the Frankfurt Auto Show. This is a very important auto show, and the more I look at the vehicles being unleashed here, boy, there are some beautiful ones. Very expensive, but beautiful. BMW will show off the 2010 BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo. This is basically a five-door hatchback version of the 5 Series. You can call it what you want, but that's what it really is. I mean, they've got this tricky thing that you can it's kind of like a mini trunk built into it, or you can open it up and it becomes like a full hatchback. But they don't want to call it a hatchback because Americans don't like the term hatchback, so they're calling it the Gran Turismo. And the truth of the matter is they're going to have this on an upcoming 3 Series as well, the next generation, which will bow in a couple of years. BMW is going to show off a concept car in Frankfurt. It's called the Vision Efficient Dynamics Concept. I don't have a whole lot to say about this one because I don't know a whole lot about this one. I think it's showcasing some of the technology that is going to be used in their hybrid-assisted supercar. Dodge is going to show off the 2010 Tweak Caliber. They've done a couple of minor tweaks to the Caliber, which is, believe it or not, sold worldwide. I don't know why, to be honest with you, but they do sell this car all over the world. You'll find it primarily here in the U.S. in rental car fleets, and it has not done well at all. Ferrari is going to show off their successor to their entry-level vehicle, which, of course, has been the F430. They're going different with the name this time around. It's going to be called the 458 Italio, even faster, even more refined, even more beautiful, and even more pricey. Ford will have a product called the C-Max. That's the concept vehicle. Don't expect to see this car in the U.S. Ford of Europe will probably sell this one. I don't expect it to come over here. Same with the Grand C-Max, a larger variant of the same. I don't believe that that is U.S. bound, North American bound. Hyundai will show off a sport utility, kind of crossover vehicle called the Tucson. Of course, they're selling that here in the U.S. right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if we'll see this one here in North America. Lamborghini, a couple of years back, they had a very limited production vehicle called the Revention. It was basically using styling cues and colors from a stealth fighter, and it cost $2 million, and they only sold or made about 10 of them. Well, in the efforts to, once again, make more money off people who have more money than, shall I say it, brains, they are going to come out with a roadster rendition of the same vehicle. It is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, so if you're a multi-millionaire, billionaire, you could perhaps slide one of those in your garage. They're probably only going to make a handful. Lexus is going to show off a concept vehicle. This is kind of interesting. It's called the LFCH Concept. They're going after the Audi A3, so kind of a entry-level vehicle hatchback. It's concept. They're no doubt going to gauge reaction there in Europe, see if they can sell it in Europe, see if perhaps if it goes over, they'll bring it here to the U.S. Maserati's going to have a convertible called the Gran Cabrio. This is a vehicle also that I'm not completely up to speed on, but it looks like to me like it's using a lot of the mechanicals of the Ferrari California, which is the latest Ferrari, the retractable hardtop convertible Ferrari. More details on that later. Mercedes will show off their new E-Class wagon for 2011. No doubt we'll see that in the United States. We will also see this car from Mercedes-Benz in the United States, and certainly probably one of the most exciting products from Mercedes-Benz in the history of the company. It is the 2010 Mercedes-Benz SLS AMG. AMG has always stood for sports and performance with Mercedes-Benz. It has been a separate company. This is the first AMG in-house designed 100% now that AMG is owned by Mercedes flat out. This is the first vehicle to be completely designed by AMG, and it's a gullwing. So think of the original gullwing Mercedes from the 1950s, updated with modern technology. It's all aluminum. Art St. Antoine, the editor-at-large of Motor Trend, I drove the vehicle in prototype form. This is a car, if I won the lottery, I would buy. Mini is going to show off a coupe concept vehicle. Very aggressive looking. Definitely rakish. Be interesting to see if they, no doubt, show this here in the U.S. I could see this vehicle definitely going up for sale as the Mini brand continues to expand. Opel will have their 2010 Astra vehicle. This is the General Motors brand sold in Europe. And again, I don't expect this vehicle to be shown here or sold here in the United States. Peugeot, a brand once sold here in the United States, a French car. They'll have a good-looking vehicle, actually. It's called the RCZ. Peugeot is not a brand known for producing good-looking vehicles, but boy, this one is a looker. Not destined for the United States, as no Peugeots have been sold here for a couple of decades. Porsche will show off a couple of vehicles, I think both destined for North America. The first one, more limited production than the second. That is the 2010 Porsche 911 GT3 RS Rally Sport Edition. This is for your hardcore racing-type individual. Again, a wealthy individual who likes to take his toy out to the racetrack on weekends. Also for the wealthy individual who likes to drive a Porsche to work year-round, this is the ultimate one. It's the 2010 911 Turbo Convertible, the Cabriolet, and certainly in the realm of 24/7 supercars, there are really only three. There's this one, the 911 Turbo, there's the Audi R8, and then there's the GTR from Nissan, all-wheel drive supercars. And finally, in Frankfurt, Saab will show off the 9.5, which we'll see here in the U.S. This is Auto World, don't go away. Jay Kim from Tornado Air is on deck. Tonight.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I can't believe no one has taken a stab at this one. The Beverly Hillbillies. Their truck. What kind of truck was it? No, it wasn't a Ford. No, it wasn't a Toyota. That's a pretty good one. It wasn't a Dodge. What kind of a truck did the Beverly Hillbillies drive on their old television show? It's a rather unusual question, but you guys are up to the task, so give us a call on our toll-free number or fire up an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. We are scheduled in this half hour to be joined by Jay Kim from Tornado Air Management, makers of the Tornado Air device, and we're having a little bit of phone connection problem with Jay at the moment. So I know he's traveling today, so Matt, that could be the issue. Maybe his plane was delayed or something, but we're going to do our best to track Mr. Kim down, and if not, we will schedule him for another day here on the broadcast, perhaps a couple of weeks from today. Well, let me remind you once again about the trivia question. It is an easy one. The Beverly Hillbillies, a classic old TV show. What was the brand of that rickety old truck that they drove on that television show? Give us a call right now at our toll-free number or fire up an email. It is bob@autoworldradio.com. I want to tell you a little bit more about the Frankfurt Auto Show and some other automotive news happenings, but I'm really anxious. Oh, here's another guess. No, definitely not. It is not a Chevrolet truck. So what kind of a truck was that Beverly Hillbillies truck? You don't think of trucks so much with this particular brand. Give us a call, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Lots of people are interested in a couple of the vehicles that I was talking about regarding being introduced at the Frankfurt Auto Show. particularly the McLaren. So let's dive in here and find out a little bit more information about this new McLaren piece. Again, the legendary McLaren F1, certainly one of the great supercars of all time. And in more recently, in recent years, McLaren has had a collaboration with Mercedes-Benz on their top-of-the-line model, which was the SLR McLaren for the last several years. But that contract is officially up. They've produced the number of SLR McLaren coupes and roadsters, and so they're no longer doing that collaboration. They've taken AMG completely in-house, and this beautiful new car called the SLS will be going up for sale soon. Debuting in Frankfurt, Jeff joins us next on KXEL in Iowa. Jeff, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Not too bad. One of these days where a lot of our guests are missing in action, but that happens from time to time. Well, what do you think? What kind of truck did the Beverly Hillbillies drive in that old TV series?
Well, I'm going to say it was an Oldsmobile.
Very good. I didn't expect you to get that one right off the bat. Congratulations. Very good. Yeah, not too many people are that astute to notice that it is indeed an Oldsmobile, a brand not known for trucks, to say the least, and a brand not around anymore. Any new vehicles catching your eye? Anything that you'd really love to own?
You know, I really love the 2010 Mustang.
Yeah, I really like what they've done with the Mustang, too. Boy, it's a good one.
They've really done some neat stuff, you know, just real minor stuff with it, but, man, it's just sharp.
It sure is. I mean, just the small styling tweaks. The GT looks a lot more like a GT500, and the base model looks more like a GT, and, you know, just the interior upgrades, the availability of that sync system, which is actually a wonderful system. I'm a big fan of that. Great system, and good value for the money. And it's interesting that a lot of magazines, Motor Trend, Car and Driver, they've all done comparison tests with the Mustang versus the Camaro SS versus the Challenger, usually the RT version of the Challenger. But Mustang usually wins, and it's surprising because the Mustang, you know, really its underpinnings go back to 2005, but the tweaks that they've made for 2010 have really resonated. They've really done well.
Definitely.
Well, hang on the line for Matt. We're going to put you in the line here for being eligible to win the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and that's going to be happening real soon. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's throw out another trivia question here. Cadillac right now has the CTS as their entry-level vehicle, but back in not that long ago, they had another car, rear-wheel drive car, began with the letter C. Well, let's throw that one out. That's too hard. Let's make it the two-seater Cadillac. That it was an interesting story. The bodies were actually built in Italy. They had special jets made, 747 jets, to fly the bodies back to the U.S. where they were made with the chassis. And this was the ultimate Cadillac. It was sold in the late 80s. To 1992 was the last year of this particular Cadillac. What was the name of that two-seater Cadillac, removable top on this Cadillac with the Italian body? Give us a call on our toll-free line. We're open, wide open right now. You can give us a call, or you can definitely email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com. And again, our toll-free line is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. From time to time, I forget that one, because even though I've been with GCN now for a couple of months or more, I still do a number of other radio shows, and sometimes all the 800 numbers all kind of blend in together. And for many years, Auto World had an old number that wasn't as good as this one, 800-259-9231. I just got to tattoo that one to the inside of my brain. But let me tell you a little bit more about this first look at this upcoming McLaren supercar. Here's what they're going after, okay? So it's going to tell you the price. right away here. The new McLaren is aimed squarely at the new Ferrari 458 Italia. That's one of the cars debuting in Frankfurt. And if you like the 430 Ferrari, if that was your dream Ferrari, you're going to love this 458 because I think it's even more beautiful looking. Love the headlight treatment on this 458 Ferrari. They're using LEDs, not unlike what Audi is doing these days. So they're also aiming this McLaren at that vehicle, the Lamborghini Gallardo, the Porsche 911 Turbo, the Bentley Continental GT, the Aston Martin DB9. So we're talking, you know, hefty priced vehicles in the $125,000 to $150,000 range at minimum. But reportedly, as I reported earlier here on the broadcast, the technology contained within this McLaren is more like the stuff you'd find in the McLaren SLR Mercedes. That was a $400,000 vehicle. The Porsche Carrera GT, that was also a $400,000 plus vehicle. The Ferrari Enzo was a $1 million car. And the most expensive car in the world right now, the Veyron from Bugatti, $1.6 million to $2 million for that car. So here's what it's going to have. It's going to have about 600 horsepower. It's, again, called the McLaren MP4 12C. It will have around 600 horsepower. That's 27 less than the fabled F1, but it's expected to weigh about a little over 3,000 pounds, which is at least 100 pounds less than the current Ferrari F430 and almost 300 pounds less than the all-wheel drive Lamborghini Gallardo. It will host a plethora of performance-enhancing technologies, including a carbon fiber chassis, a 7-speed dual clutch transmission, anti-roll control, active aerodynamics, and lots more. So we'll tell you more on the other side. This is Auto World on GCN. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and it's easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We're live all across North America. We got a trivia question out there, and Frank joins us in New Mexico. Frank, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Oh, enjoying the show as always, Bob. And I know this question. It's an easy one. It was one of my favorites, the Elante.
That's right. Yes, the Elante from Cadillac. And nowadays you can get some buys on those, Frank. You can actually get them at a fairly reasonable price. They'll probably continue to come down.
Well, they were $55,000 when they came out. I'm sitting here looking at my 1986 September issue of Motor Trend that has a wonderful 9-page review of the Elante.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All the old Motor Trends. That's fantastic.
Yeah, with great pictures and everything. The article was by Daniel Charles Ross, and it really gets into the construction and the cooperation with Pininfarina for the body work and the strengthening and all that. It was quite a car.
It really was, yeah. And the last year it had the North Star engine, and then General Motors unfortunately canceled it. But now there's the new one, which hasn't done that well. But the XLR, you know, certainly is quite a magnificent piece in itself too.
Well, I like the show, and I just had to call in because I knew that answer right away.
All right, Frank. Great to hear from you, definitely. And we'll put you in the running there for the Busted Knuckle Prize, so hang on for that.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent. We'll talk now to one of our favorites. He's the CEO of Tornado Air Management. Let's welcome Jay Kim to the airways of Auto World. Jay, how you doing?
Okay, great.
Excellent. So what's new on the Tornado front? I would imagine, boy, I was looking at the price of gas recently, and it seems to be creeping up a little bit, Jay.
Yeah, I just filled up. I pay about $320, $330 in a premium.
Yeah, exactly, and it adds up, boy. And the one great thing about your device there, which has been around for so many years, I mean, you and I have been friends going way, way back. What was the first year of the Tornado?
I involved in the testing, like early 90s, like 91, 92. I think I get to know all of you about 96.
Yeah, something like that. That sounds exactly right. Yeah. And since then, of course, you've sold just a ton of these. And the cool thing about it is once you have a Tornado, you know, it's going to pay for itself because you're going to get more miles per gallon, and you're also going to get more power. I know that I have tested it on my old Corvette as well as my old Mustang, and you can tell right seat of the pants, you get a little extra punch off the line there, and at high speeds too, Jay, you can feel it.
Right. Actually, Southern California local colleagues have tested on a dyno, like a Mustang or 5.7 Chevy or some small vehicle, shows 5 or 10, even more horsepower at the wheel.
That's very good. And what kind of average fuel economy gains can one expect when they put the Tornado under their hood?
Well, our testing shows between 7 to 24%, but average about 13% average.
And one of the cool things about the Tornado is the fact that it's made of stainless steel, and it's not junky stainless steel. This is real high-quality stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, a good thing is that consumer put it on the vehicle, it lasts forever, as longer than the engine lasts. You know? Yeah.
And tell us about the installation process. This is also a good story because, you know, it's not like you need a PhD in mechanical engineering. This can be installed by just about anybody.
Yeah, as long as you can do your own, like, air filter replacement, which is, you know, open the hood and locate the air filter box in the corner, and then from the air filter housing to the engine, there is usually black rubber hose, air intake hose, and both sides there is a hose clamp. So you can unscrew it and then disconnect the hose and then just measure the inside dimension diameter. And the parts comes in 5 millimeter increments, like 70, 75, 80. And then find out and then install it, make sure it keeps secure and tight, and then and put it back. And usually 5-10 minutes, you know, install.
And it's a one-time install. It's not something that you ever have to replace.
Correct.
Oh, that is fantastic. And we have a lot of listeners to Auto World that have older vehicles, and the good news for those folks is that you actually have Tornado air devices for people with carburetors.
Yeah, even carburetor or even 69 Camaro 350 or like a 90, you know, early 90s, a Chevy pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a round air cleaner housing with a carburetor type, or they call TBI, tune port, you know, throttle body injection.
Absolutely, and, very popular.
Yeah, we have a round, like a big donut shape, you know, air filter, the Tornado for the carburetor type. Simply, you know, unscrew the cover up, and then insert inside inside the air cleaner housing, top of a carburetor. So it's just, you know, it's literally drop-in installation on that.
And explain to our listeners a little bit about the swirling effect. The air comes into the engine, and then what happens when it hits the Tornado?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody watched the Twister movie.
The Twister movie, yeah, that's a good analogy. Do we lose Jay? Looks like we may have lost him. Well, we lost him. Well, that means we'll try and get him back, but what Jay was trying to tell you is basically the air comes into the engine, and the Tornado device creates a swirling effect. And what it does is it stirs up the air, and as the air enters the combustion chamber, it gets a better charge, and so you get a little bit more miles per gallon and a little bit more bang for the buck. And he's back with us. So, Jay, as you were saying, as the air enters the intake and then it hits the Tornado, much like the Twister movie, it kind of spins the air or kind of stirs it up. Is that what it does?
Yeah, I think we have a little tornado in Southern California. But anyway, the airflow is spinning like a tornado motion, which will break the fuel particle into smaller, which exposed to the oxygen much better, which better combustion process. I mean, I was surprised to learn about 20 to 30% fuel is going out as unburned.
Hmm.
It's being wasted. So
this is a good way to make up for that by adding the Tornado to your vehicle. And you have Tornado devices available for not only cars, but for trucks as well, Jay?
Yeah, some of we have some, you know, like a big rig. They put it on like a Detroit Diesel.
Oh, wow.
Or Cummings. And it requires 2 units before, and then there's a right before the engine. So they love it.
Yeah, I can imagine anybody that does a lot of mileage, because I know that you have many people that are in constant contact with you, and I have many listeners that tell me that you know, once they buy the device, it doesn't take long for those pennies to add up, those extra miles per gallon. And, you know, for the minimum investment, you know, they've already paid for it, and now they're pocketing some additional money that they didn't have before. So how much is the Tornado these days, Jay?
$60-$70, just, you know, mostly they can pay for in a few months.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And where is it available? Is it available at a lot of the major auto parts stores?
Yeah, some of participating NAPA or AutoZone, the major auto parts store. Yep.
Excellent. And as you were pointing out a little bit earlier, I know a number of racers that utilize it, and drag racers in particular. They insist that among the aftermarket tweaks that they do to their vehicle, they install the Tornado. And I know you've told me stories about people getting tickets.
Oh yeah, I remember the customer in Texas a few years ago that, you know, we received a fax with a speeding ticket that I happened to call him. I was curious, and he said that he received one in a UPS truck and he loved it, so he ordered a second one in the morning. And then when he put it on, and then he was on the freeway, and like half an hour later he got pulled over. So yeah.
Wow.
He was happy, yet he was unhappy because of speeding ticket.
Exactly. Well, I don't blame him. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag there. But
yeah,
certainly with today's economy and everybody's being hit by the bad economy, most people are, and we're all looking for ways to cut back and to save money. And if you can save a little money at the pump by using the Tornado device, and it's guaranteed, you got a money-back guarantee on it, right?
Yeah, guarantee, except the speeding ticket.
Except for speeding tickets.
Yeah.
Check it out at TornadoAir.com. Jay, sorry about your phone trouble. We will schedule for another interview soon. That's going to do
you.
It for this hour of Auto World. Thanks to Matt and everybody at GCN. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.